Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about HMG's Happily Married Gamers recommendation, Corpse Princess. But before all that, we were talking about some things that kind of just like happened just before we started streaming. Some changes coming to the podcast, some added benefit, if you will, so to speak, to all our patrons. And just some general information across the board for us. If you want to catch a part of that water conversation or hear about those changes actually coming, you know, dollar a month at patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. We'll get you all that bonus content and more. Now on to the meat and potatoes. Corpse Princess is kind of broken up a little bit weird. So they, from everywhere that I've seen it, it's technically two seasons with an OVA. And so that's how I'm going to describe them. I mean, in all, it's 26 episodes long. So season one aired from October 2008 through December 2008. It's producers for it, Square Enix, Star Child Records, studios for it, Organics and Fields, based off of a manga. The genres are action, horror, supernatural. All the same information for season two, except it aired from January 2009 through March 2009. It's only 12 episodes long. And then the OVA came out in August 2009. It's only one episode long. It's about 23 minutes. But the genres for it are action, adventure, drama, horror, and supernatural. And I would honestly say, because if depending on where you watch it, it's placed at the end because of where it is in terms of release date, I would say you should watch that OVA somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it didn't make sense why it came up after it. I was very, very confused. I was looking at it and I was like, I had to rewatch like the last two episodes just to be on the safe side. Cause I was like, why would they put that there? But also at the end of the episode, they do put the end. So like, I feel like, I don't know. You know, I feel like I don't have a good answer. I feel like they should have, I agree. They should have put it sooner, but they didn't really.
Didn't flow well enough, I guess.
At all. It at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this whole thing, it wasn't a bad series, but it was very much a blah series to me. It had a unique premise. I really liked what I saw for the first maybe, I'd say six or seven chapters. And then it became very cookie cutterish for me.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Very easy to predict, very easy to, I guess, foreshadow. Like, I wanted to, but I didn't. But I could have skipped some episodes and not missed the plot at all. You know, it was just, I'm not going to say it was slow moving, but nothing major happened. Nothing major happened except for, like, every two or three chapters. So I want to say, like, not two or three episodes, not chapters. I want to say it was like, if you were to break this up into arcs, it's not a season one and season two kind of thing, because as we might have mentioned before in Discord, season two, there was no break. It was literally the next week season two started. There was no wait period. And I think they did that on purpose because personally, after watching season one, I'd have been perfectly content leaving it on season one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of the very few anime that if it never got a second season, I wouldn't have been mad, but I'm glad it did. They rounded out the story. They made everything clear. They answered a whole lot of questions I had to ask. one of the things I fucking loved was I really, really liked the humor.
Humor was good. It definitely helped kind of break it up a little bit. It helped kind of flow a little bit better.
It's a tragic story if you just look at it as a bare bones, but all the comedic characters in there were done, I would say, decently. because you look at it and you've got serious, funny as hell interjection. And our main character kind of looks at him sideways, and nine times out of ten, the comedy is like, what? No.
Yeah.
And the way that everything is just flip-flopped, going from serious to corny, and it just sticks on corny until serious slaps you in the face again. It's got a good pace. Predictable, like I said, but
yeah,
I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed it as a numbing agent. That's not to say it didn't have its strong points. Like there was one time in here I actually did tear up, and I was like, you know, if they spent more time with this character, it would really hurt me, you know?
Yeah, I really honestly I felt that way about a lot of it. You could definitely tell that they were trying to build up or have you build that connection or make you feel for a particular character. But at the same time, I want to say they fell flat on their face, honestly.
Well, I mean, the premise they had, the thing that this whole show was based off of, was very similar in my mind to Hollows from Bleach, you know, where you had, if you had a strong enough connection, you didn't really stay dead. If you had a strong enough emotion upon death, and you had good chances, because not everyone was able to essentially resurrect like these other characters do, you know, but if you had the pre-qualification for having the ability and you die with either resentment or a strong emotion that clings to life, be it love, hate, disappointment, fear, hunger, which was a really big one, lack of touch. I really don't know what would be a negative repercussion. You know what I mean? I don't know what would be a negative emotion that would stop you from being reborn, so or coming back to life, assuming you've got enough of that emotion. Like they were very specific when they were like, if the emotion's strong enough, there's a good chance that you won't die permanently, you know? And if you don't attach yourself to a monk or to someone who's got how would you even classify them? They're not really monks. Spirit users?
No, they're monks. That's exactly what they are. They're even called contracted monks.
Okay, but what does it take to become a monk? Just going to school?
Enlightenment, the likes of which I have not yet attained. More specifically,
nor do I want to.
I mean, if you want to be like Kisei, you reach the enlightenment of anime waifus. Right? Honestly, Kisei was one of my favorite characters for the series. And the contracted version of the monks and how they go about just in general their daily lives, or at least for Kisei, him being going about his daily life, is honestly really great. And you're not given too much at the very beginning. Like you're told the main characters are going to be Kisei and or Kagami, you know, the boy, and then Mikana, mm-hmm. or Makina. And you just kind of like follow him through, because it's like, you know, you have Kagami, he's like trying to figure everything out, but he keeps getting drawn to these very particular situations where Makina and Tagami or Kisei are going to fight these corpses, Shikibane. And can I just real quick, because it drove me nuts. I mean, like, I understand it's like anime is called Corpse Princess, right? Called Corpse Princess for a reason.
Sure.
Everything else was translated except for the Shikibane Hime portion of it. They just left it Shikibane Hime. I mean, like, if you're going to translate everything else, why not translate that too? I mean, all it is Corpse Princess. It's like, they're still saying okay.
I was wondering about that, because Hime, I'm like, wait a second, I remember that from Naruto, and Hime means princess, I'm pretty sure, but usually you've only got one.
Right. Well, I mean, the Shikibane Hime literally translates to Corpse Princess, and Shikibane is corpse. Literally, okay. They're going around, they're just like, these corpses, that corpse over there. And then they make random references to corpses. It's like, oh, you could only die and be a corpse and this and that. And it's like, Well, I understand everything was supposed to revolve around Corpse and this being, you know, Corpse princesses and everything like that. But at the same time, it's just like, if you literally translated everything else except for Shikibane Hime, and you're just like, yeah, that totally, we should just totally leave that there.
It tracks. It tracks. It is what it is, you know?
I guess.
It makes, because I don't speak the original language, I'm assuming Japanese. Shikibane. Okay, cool. Corpse. Now, all of a sudden, now we have a shit ton of corpses running around, and then we have corpse princesses. So, a corpse is bad, but a corpse princess, that's good. Until the corpse princess loses the person that's connecting them to their morality or to their, I don't know what you would want to call it. Not morality, humanity, maybe? Life force? I don't have a good answer, you know? And then if they lose, so think of it like Pokemon Trainer, but you can only have one Pokemon at a time. You can get a new Pokemon if your Pokemon dies, but you can't have two Pokemon at the same time. And why the heck not? Why can't you have multiple corpse princesses? Are you just not strong enough to give them the life force they need or to tether them down?
Yeah, actually, they do touch on that a little bit. And they say that they just don't have the spiritual power or the strength to be able to support two of them, to be contracted to two of them at the same time. And they did make a reference to someone actually being able or currently being contracted to more than one. But it's not done because of the amount of stress and everything like that.
Well, in that case, would you be able to imagine, if you will, a princess that was contracted, a Pokemon, if you will, that was contracted to multiple owners? Multiple trainers that would get rid of the, if you've got, let's say you've got the most badass, just 100% best, you know, corpse princess, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens if you die? She goes crazy. Now, I say she because it's typically a chick. I don't think I've seen a male princess, you know, at least in the show. And the way that I see it, you lost a damn good one. That one of the main characters, especially in episode 26, when you get the back, was it 26? The last episode, where you get the backstory that we were complaining about.
Right. Yeah, so you get the backstory basically episode 26 is not episode 26. It's like, should be like episode 13 or whatever it is, wherever.
Yeah.
Minai dies, which is in the middle, nowhere particularly special. It's just, you're introduced to her, you're kind of like following through and know about her a little bit, and then she dies.
Well, you and I actually talked about this before we started because I didn't want to seem stupid. I'm like, hey, did that make sense to you either?
like why was no. This at the end? It's like, no, it was one of the dumbest things.
Yeah, but then you looked it up and you found that the show that they actually released that episode a few months after the series ended.
Yeah. So again, in case anyone's glassed over it, the OVA that this one episode happens in August 2009, and the last episode for it happens in March 2009. So you had a good few months, like good 4 months, 5 months.
So that leads me to believe either it was translated at a different time, like it was translated as an afterthought, or there was such fan, not outrage, because I don't think this had too much of a following to receive an extra episode.
Right.
Because how much do you think episodes usually cost? I would say a good episode for an anime that is sought after, like, okay, for instance, Death Note, damn near $1 million spent per episode.
Let's correct that, sir. Not $1 million.
No?
1 million yen. There is a vast difference.
Oh.
Okay.
I saw the million and I was impressed.
Okay. Well, you know what? I could be wrong. It could have been $1 million per episode. Totally. 100% could be.
It's a lot more than I make, so I can't finance them. So let's say it's 1 million yen. All right. Financing a single spinoff OVA episode probably would cost you somewhere in the ballpark of, I want to say, 250,000. No, that doesn't make any sense. It's dollars. It's got to be dollars.
So you're trying to compare their cost of spending with ours, and our lifestyles, our currency, our everything is vastly different. So you can't go there and say, this totally makes sense because this is how much it would cost here. That doesn't mean anything. That means absolutely nothing. How much it costs here and how much it costs there is vastly different because it's vastly different areas, different countries, different economies, different everything.
It's possible. So I just did a conversion and 1,000,000 yen is just shy of $7,900. I want to say this one episode, they had to pay more than that. So I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. But that's beside the point.
Costs, it brings to mind that even though you're contracted monk, it doesn't mean that they can take care of themselves and everything like that. Being a contracted monk and forces you to actually take care of them too. And so you are required.
Oh, you mean the princess?
Yeah.
Being
a contracted monk doesn't mean you can, well, I actually mean both. Doesn't afford you a lot of money. You still have to do your daily tasks and everything like that. Just being a contracted monk doesn't mean anything. You have other tasks, other responsibilities. So like for Kisei, he's taking care of an orphanage, so to speak, bringing in the money there, being able to build it up and grow it into a thriving orphanage, using the donations and everything like that. But also being a Shikibane Hime doesn't mean that your life is automatically taken care of. Your contracted monk has to take care of you.
And sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't care. Because you're undead, you don't need food. You don't need sleep. You don't need everything that a regular person would. It is, for your own mental state, I'm sure, an asset to have you in your tip-top physical, mental, all that good stuff. But it's not required. So if you have a crappy owner, or if you have someone who sees you as a tool rather than as someone who was once alive and an asset, then they can treat you horribly because, again, you are replaceable.
Yeah.
Highly replaceable. But I apologize. I know we went way off topic with the money and all that stuff. But in order to bring all that stuff back, it wasn't cheap, which makes me think that there was outrage of some kind, or they just forgot to animate an episode.
Yeah.
But let's assume that she.
The very vaguely introduced, slightly shown throughout the series, and then gets their own special OVA later on down the line, even though we had one glorious open ending of a series. I mean, is that what we're talking about? We talking about that, or I'm not bitter.
No, we're talking about.
I'm not bitter.
We're talking about the one that got the one-off that didn't really give you a satisfying ending. But
okay.
So imagine, if you will, she had multiple owners, you know, because if you can't contract multiple Pokemon.
What do you mean she had multiple owners?
She didn't have.
Oh, I thought you said, I'm sorry. I thought you said she had multiple owners. I was like, wait, what?
No.
When? It was, who, where, so, why, what?
What they were
Pikachu,
saying.
I choose you.
Yeah, right. I choose that Pikachu over there because that Pikachu is worth a whole lot more than mine level wise. No, but so she was a badass, like princess, corpse princess. So when her guy died, when her guy was taken out, she then became a regular corpse and digressing into and reverting to someone who just was off of her baser instinct. Right. Imagine it. And they did bring it up that it is possible to contract the same princess to somebody else after their death. Well, why wait? Why risk why wait and risk losing a valuable asset to go crazy? You know what I mean? And worst case scenario, they have a problem healing. If you've got, let's say, nine owners for three different princesses, the princess should be able to pull or draw from any and all sources of power to heal, to activate their curse. To do all sorts of things.
Well, no, they don't want to. In theory, the thing is, they don't want to have them activate curses because it forces or causes a lot of damage to the actual contracted monk. And that's why but I don't think the reason why they want to do that, because they even talked about how it was important that there was already a bond, or that there is a bond between the Shikibane and the contracted monk, and there has to be a bond there, not just in general, just like, oh, I know you, you know me, cool, we high-fived with each other one time. It's like you have to actually have had some sort of interaction with them at some point, like to
while
make it,
they were human.
Yeah, while they were human, to our knowledge, while they're human. So, and the, and I
actually no. I'm gonna have to backtrack. It doesn't matter if they were human or not, because the main character was thought to be a possible second owner for her, a contracted monk for her. It was said that he was an option. Now, if you'll notice,
true.
Only met him after she was a corpse.
True. Right. Which
might not have been as good a one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think it was as good of one because there was a lot of problems and issues with her still holding on to that contract and not really accepting Usui's Ori's contract fully. And that's why you had several episodes that kind of dealt with that. Ah, you know what? I figured out why they broke it down into two different seasons. They wanted to
the death.
Yeah. Kisei's death was end of season one, air quotes season one. And that's why. Oh. So for season one, they call it Shikabane Hime Aka. And then that ends with Kisei dying. And then you have Shikabane Hime Kuro, where Kisei is just listed as a supporting actor at that point.
Hurtful.
I mean, like, he's dead.
Disrespectful.
He's dead. I mean,
He comes back.
Does he though? I mean,
at least in mind.
Hey, you know what? So here's another question, right? You can only, because they went into the details about like Shikibane Hime, who can actually qualify and everything. Like, it has to be a certain age is what they said, right? So why are they lying? It doesn't have to be a specific age. Because you had one person that said, I may be 10 years old, but I still kick your ass. And then you had another one that was obviously in her 20s. And you have like, that is a pretty big age range. And different varying sizes, backgrounds, lifestyle, everything like that. That is massive. It's like, oh, this person doesn't qualify. Do they just like go around, like go up to them, poke them? No, she doesn't qualify. Move on to the next one.
I'm telling you, bro. Like I choose you, you know?
I guess.
And then they got to get picky.
I guess.
They got to get picky and start activating a bunch of other ones.
I guess.
But that leads me to my to another, not loophole, not plot hole, problem. Flat out problem. They're like, in the city of Tokyo. I'm assuming Tokyo. I don't remember what city it was in episode one. In the city of Tokyo, you've got these corpses, and it's their job to keep it a secret. How many of these dudes, how many of these corpses are blowing shit up? I'm talking like terrorist level stuff.
Whoa, sir.
Over the place.
Sir, gas explosions. Get it correct.
Oh my God. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What happened to that car over there? Gas explosion. Someone threw something in the gas tank and there you go, kablooey. But what about that bicycle? It just blew up. Gas explosion. It was sent over a gas leak, and when someone went to pedal it, it sparked and boom. Okay.
What about that Batman costume flying over the city, blowing it up, throwing? Oh, it was gas explosion. It was throwing gas explosions.
No. What you saw was a plastic bag full of the gas, just randomly dropping it down onto areas.
I got a better one. That was an hallucination due to the overexposure to natural gas.
I see. So yeah, I should stop having beans then? Human. Is that what you're telling me?
Right? Yeah. Ugh, septic lines. It was exactly mass delusions.
Exactly what it was. All right. Look. It was an enjoyable show. I am not going to say it was not enjoyable. Was it lackluster? You betcha.
It had a blah.
It had a blah everything.
Yeah. And again, like I said, you could skip chapters. They're beautifully done. I don't remember much about music, so I don't think there was much, if any, music. And the animation style was, I'm going to say, a little off for me. It wasn't as fluid and as smooth as I would have liked it to be.
Mm.
But
it was,
for what it was, I mean, it was good. It's not something that I'd go out and buy the DVD of.
Of course you wouldn't.
That makes sense.
Of course you wouldn't.
Would you?
Hell no, I wouldn't either. That's not the point.
I was going to say.
That's not the point. Point is, I'm like, it's it, the ending. Like, I have a lot of problems. All right. We already know this. We know I have issues. I have problems. I have my quirks. This show kind of hit on some of them, and how it ended definitely hit on one of them. So,
How come? What could have possibly happened in the ending?
You mean to what ending? What ending? What ending? Hey, don't lie to me.
26. At the end, it says the end. I don't know what you wanted. It had the end on there. There's no to be continued.
No. It had a question mark there. They just forgot to put that on the screen.
Yo, I got a question for you. And this is serious because you literally just reminded me of it. Because I would skip through the first 1 minute and 35 seconds of the show.
Uh-huh.
Because that was not recap. That was just the opening credits. And at the end, just so I could get through it, I skipped all that stuff. On the 26th episode, I didn't. And I didn't go back to double check because I was like, I might have missed something. I'll consult you.
No, you didn't. You're good.
In the season two, let's say the latter part of season two, I'm hoping that it's not just the one episode I saw. The closing credits. Did you see the main character, but Minai in a very provocative position?
Yeah.
That was on all the closing credits?
Most of them, yeah. From what I remember, that wasn't anything new. That was normal.
All
but they also did like basically recap the episode a little bit in like this little tiny screen off to the side throughout the credits too. So yeah, you're good. All right. It's fine.
Okay. But I saw that. I was like, if I was to show someone the opening and the ending credits, they would assume it was a hentai of some kind.
I mean,
at least
you almost, have
like on the
corpses.
Border.
Running around, scantily clad clothes, getting torn off left and right.
Yeah, torn off limbs. That's gory. That's not provocative.
Oh, no, I wasn't that's saying limbs. Downward I dog said clothing. And I said clothes getting torn off left and right. Limbs only got torn off a couple of times. I mean, like, is it child safe? Hell no. Is it etchy? No, it's not. It's like that step cousin that you don't really like. It's like, okay, here you go. It's like Friday, right? You have Monday. No one likes Monday. Monday is just horrible.
Yeah.
Tuesday is just like the day you kind of deal with it. It's past the Monday. Okay. You're moving on to its cousin. You're like, hey, cool, bro. What's up? High five. Move on. Wednesday is the day of lies. And that's what this is.
A lie.
The day of lies. It's like, oh, it's hump day. It's all easy. It's all downstream from here. Who lied to you? That ain't true. It's sometimes it's the worst day. You just have that mentality. It's the best day. No, it ain't. That's what this is. All right. You watch the opening, you watch the ending. It's like, oh, this is going to be great. You get to the middle. It's nothing but lies.
You know, I like your mentality on the weekdays and whatnot, because I've been told that life is like the week. You know, Sunday, you're getting ready for life. Monday, you get your first job and it fires you. Tuesday, you finally get the swing of things. Wednesday, you get just enough of experience to get a job you like. And then you're like, damn, the rest of my life's ahead of me. Only to realize half your life is gone. Half the week is gone. So you get midlife crisis on Wednesday.
Yep.
Thursday is when you start making your money and you have very little time to spend it, which is why it just keeps stacking. Friday is when you retire and you're like, I got the rest of my life. Oh, I'm old. I've got money, but I'm old.
See,
everything hurts.
I like my analogy better than yours. Yours is just like nothing but pure depression. Mine's just like, yeah, life sucks, but it lies to you at least to make you feel better.
No. And then again, Friday, you're like, I got the weekend planned.
Hell no, I don't.
Great. I got money. It was payday. And then you're like, I'm old though. Like, and now you got Saturday when you finally accept it all. And that's when you travel everywhere.
Yeah, no. I can't do it. I can't.
I'm hoping to have that as a projection.
No.
I feel like I'm on a Tuesday, Wednesday right now.
You're on a Monday where life has yet to smack you down. That's where you were. And that's so. But all that being said, was it a horrible anime? No, it was not.
No, it was a good ride.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it lied to me a lot, but you know what? I've come to expect these kind of things. It's all right. So
it had a decent premise. I did enjoy the idea that it portrayed. I think it had a good, I think it's about time for a rating. So I'll just kind of,
that's, into that, you know, that's kind of where I was going. I was like, you know, I mean, like I got nothing else, man. I mean, like it is what it is. It is what it is.
So like everything was predictable, but just like if I'm going from, let's say, Worcester to Cape Cod or to Maine, I know where I'm going. I know what the ending is going to be, but if I take the scenic route, I'm really going to enjoy the ride. I'm going to enjoy the scenery. You know, it's not always about where you're going. It's how you get there. So,
okay.
Well, the ending was lackluster. It feels like going to Cape Cod on a rainy day, but scenery is kind of cool. Out of 10, can I break it apart real quick? Season 1 and season 2?
I mean,
technically they did it too.
I guess. I mean, like, okay. Okay.
I'm going to say season 1, with the potential it had, with the story start it had, I'm going to give that like a 6.5, 7. 7. I can't do halves. 7.
7.
I'm going to go up here. The second half, I'm going to go down. So it started a 7 there. I'm gonna bring it back down to like a 6. It would have been a 5, but I'm gonna have to dispute this on you because the last episode said the end, so it had an ending.
I'm waiting.
So I'm gonna say 6. So 7 for the first show, for the first 12, and then 6. What you got?
I mean, I guess I kind of have to do the same thing. I have to break it up, right? Well, I mean, technically, you know, you have that third one, which is the OVA, right? How would you rate that, sir? How would you rate Shikibane Hime Kuro Sora Demo Hito To Shite? Or even so as a person. Shikibane Hime, really, even so as a person.
It didn't really, those titles, man, those titles made no sense to me.
What, Corpse Princess, even so as a person?
Yeah. Like, it made absolutely no sense.
Well, it wasn't about the normal stuff, so I'm you know what? I'm going to assume you're going with a 10.
Well, honestly, I'm probably going to go higher because I really did like that ending. I really did like that last episode because while I didn't want it, it made the character feel more relatable, and it made everyone see a more humanizing side, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah,
I was wondering why the heck was this chick who is strong, good-natured, good-willed with this just jackass who does not care. And now it makes sense. And I really like the fact that they kind of turned him from a disrespectful shithead who I would not have minded if he died in a gutter to someone that, okay, he was stabbed. It really sucks. I'm sad that this affected someone good.
Yeah.
But it gave me backstory. So okay. I'm going to say that was also a 7.
Okay.
7, 6, 7. 7.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I mean, we all know how much I adore endings and closure and how I prefer the ending to be like my start of the week. Open and full of possibility. No, wait. This is totally not open and full of possibility. This is totally open and depressing is what it is. Not the show itself, but just in general, just, you know.
The only those that get a second life are the ones that die in a really messed up manner, longing to continue on. Yeah, zombies.
Right,
that's what we call them, zombies.
Zombies. Well, you know, so hang on, right? The one thing that I think, so everyone, like, when they die, they evolve or transform into whatever it is, their beast or whatever, you know, their corpse princess Shikibane Hime version of them or whatever, or Shikibane whatever, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't Makina's just being a zombie and that's it? That's her superpower. That's her corpse form, her demonic corpse form. Cause pretty much everyone else that's like been horribly injured or anything like that, they've transformed or started transforming into a beast-like creature in some fashion, with the exception of Makina and Hokuto.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would argue that the stronger you are, the less you have to change. Because those ones that did alter themselves got a boost in power, but the ones that didn't were already strong to begin with. Like, I feel like they were on a level that after transformed, you reached that.
I don't know if I could get behind that. But you know what? That's okay. That's my own personal view. We could discuss this later on. My score for season one.
10.
Minus.
Oh, jeez. Didn't even throw the one out there. Okay.
No, so I'm not throwing a one. 10,
minus what?
Minus 4. So I'm going to give it a 6.
Oh, okay.
I'm going.
One lower than me. That's okay.
I'm going with 6 because it, like, looking at it like that, there was a technically a season 2, even though it's kind of messed up. I didn't really care for the characters too much. Some of them were kind of like aggravating, but not overly aggravating. It was enjoyable to a degree. And one of the saving graces for season was definitely Kisei. He was the one that really kind of brought it for me.
Humor,
everything. Wonderful. Like he was the winner for me.
His loss kind of sucked.
Season
a lot, but I understand why it needed to happen. Go ahead. Yeah.
So season two. I'm going with the 4, man. I gotta go with the 4.
Hurtful.
I didn't like the story too much. It was way lackluster. I hated the fact that there was no real ending. They left it completely open. Some of the information out there started conflicting with the information that they had from season or that they had just in that season. And then you're kind of left empty at the end. It's like, why did I invest the time? Why did I go through and invest the time into this is how I felt. All right.
It was enjoyable for what it is. I didn't mind it.
I'm not saying that it's horrible, sir. I'm just saying it's a 4. All right. Saying it's crap. I didn't say, hey, you are horrible for liking it. No, it's not my cup of tea. Like,
so your overall would be what, a 5? Because 6 and 4 or 5.
Well, I mean, I have yet to rate the one standoff.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
All right.
Now what you got?
I'm giving that a 1 because I hated it. It was just there. No, I'm kidding. I'm not giving it a 1. I'm not giving it a 1. I promise.
Like, that's hurtful. There's a lot more worse than in the series. I could have said it was a 1. Like, I can argue for a higher 1 for that one.
But, yeah, no. I'm also going with a 4 for that one, honestly, because it was really? It was out of place. Yeah, it gave you the backstory. It gave you the information. It did not make me really love or care for the guy that she was with any at all. And it just made me wonder why they even went back and made that one-off episode for that one person that you barely interacted with in general. Yes, maybe I understand it gave you the understanding. It helped explain some of the information that was out there for it so that way you can kind of understand what was going on. But that shouldn't have been done at the very end. It should have been in the middle somewhere. And yeah, it shouldn't have been in between those two. Like, it should have been between the main characters. It should have been between Kisei and Makina. And I understand, like, this was meant to take place before all the events that had happened. And the importance of it. Like, I get it. I understand it. Like, I'm not unsympathetic to what they were trying to do or what they were doing. It would have been better if it was episode 1, or it would have been better like in the middle. One of those two would have been better. So you have the background, the story, the understanding of what's going to happen, what's going on, the build up for it.
I feel if you'd have seen that before she died, I agree 100%. It would have much more impact. 100,000% more. So yeah, I really want you to rate it higher, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, like we do have some of our patrons in the chat with us. We'll be talking with them, seeing if they can actually change my mind and make it so that way we're, you know, my scores actually change. So, but as far as the core show, I feel like this is it. I feel like this is a great spot, sir. So yeah. I mean, unless you have any little tidbits to add to this or
one last thing I would say about the anime is if you watch it in the order we're saying, granted, we'll kind of in the show notes, I imagine we'll throw where I think the episode 26 should be, and you can do the same if you disagree. But it's a great palate cleanser. You don't have to think too much. You know, I'd recommend it as in between of some of the harder stuff we have to go through. If you like horror, it's not bad. It some areas were kind of sketchy and scary, but overall, it was something that I got behind. I really liked it. As far as like this is my kind of horror, if that makes any sense. You know,
yeah.
Like the ones you threw at me that I couldn't finish. Not my cup of tea.
Right.
Shinji Ito, I want to say. No, that's not it.
Junji Ito.
Yeah. I was close. I'm glad I got the Ito part.
So, well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, just missed a whole bunch of information or anything really, you just want to talk to us, tell us we're a bunch of dum-dums, feel free to do so. If you were a part of the live or you are a patron, you know that we now have an affiliate link that will be in the show notes for all of you. So if you want to buy the show that we're watching or some other anime merch, click on that affiliate link. That's going to be in the description for you all. We do get a kickback for it. So it does help support us, help us grow if you don't want to be a patron. But if you want to be a patron, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you bonus content and more, as well as our next patron exclusive, which will be High School DxD Season 2 or High School DxD New, which we will be doing. And if you want to support us and with our own by buying our own merch shop, featuredanimepodcast.com, you can reach out to us, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, or you can talk to us in our Discord. We're always hanging out inside there and talking and chatting and everything else. And the link for that's going to be in the show notes for you all. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And I'm hoping I don't reanimate. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.